I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Inside Access with Jason LaConfora and Ken Wyman.
Sponsored by Stevenson University Online. Your master's and bachelor's goals haven't changed, and neither has Stevenson University's online commitment to you. Visit online.stevenson.edu.
105.7 The Fan.
Jason's at the castle. I just saw Lamar Jackson speaking now, so I'm sure he's going to have a lot to report to us when he gets back in about an hour. But joining us now on the Ashley Furniture Guest Hotline, NFL editor for USA Today. Always a pleasure when Doug Farrar joins the program. And Doug, good afternoon. Thank you, as always, for joining us. I saw you had a piece recently about Lamar Jackson, and we've been talking that he looks better right now than he did the year he was the unanimous MVP. What are you seeing from Lamar Jackson?
I agree completely, and good afternoon. Thanks for having me on. Hope LaConfora makes it back okay. You know, you know how that is. It's always it's not a gimme. So
we'll yeah.
I think, the article I wrote 2 days ago was entitled "The NFL is Lamar Jackson's World and Everyone Else is Just Paying Rent," which is pretty much how it goes. I think there are a couple of differences. And what it leads up to is, and I don't believe this is hyperbole, he's playing at a level, let's split it into two parts, but he's playing at a level we've never really seen from a quarterback before. I was talking to my friend Aaron Schatz from Football Outsiders, and Football Outsiders has the DYAR metric, which is their counterpart to DVOA. DYAR is the cumulative value of a player over average over the season. And Lamar Jackson is the top quarterback in DYAR. If he were a running back, and Football Outsiders doesn't classify quarterbacks as running backs for multiple reasons, but if he were a running back right now, he would be the most valuable running back in the NFL. So you've got a guy who doesn't need to leave the pocket to throw. He's got 9 of his 10 touchdowns have come from the pocket, which is, that's a different thing than we've seen before. And he's tied with Christian McCaffrey for the 4th most rushing yards in the league. And what he did to the Patriots off, counter bash and straight counter and QB power, they couldn't stop him. So, and then if you don't blitz him, and with the Bills on Sunday, they're not going to blitz him because they don't blitz. They don't have to. He had both of his interceptions against standard rushes, 4 on the floor. But, there are reasons for both of those. I think overall, whatever's going on with Greg Roman or Adam Dedeaux, his quarterback's coach, who the Ravens have kind of taken in the building and worked with him, whatever happened this offseason, Lamar is a pocket passer. He's the best pocket passer in the NFL right now. And everyone from, Bill Polian on down, and sorry, Bill, I know you apologize for this, the whole not bad for a receiver thing, and is this kind of play sustainable? Lamar Jackson is winning from the pocket better than any quarterback in the NFL right now, and then he can just skin you alive with all sorts of run concepts. And you guys know how this is. When the Ravens run a lot of their explosive passing plays out of run formations, so it really confuses your defense. So with Lamar and that offense right now, you have a combination of a quarterback playing at a level we've never really seen before with these concepts we've seen for years with the motion and the misdirection and the different run concepts and different options. It is entirely difficult, if not impossible, to defend. The only reason, and you know this as well, the only reason they're not 3-0, the only reason they're 2-1, is that Tua Tagovailoa got to experience and benefit from Baltimore's coverage box in week two in ways that Lamar did not. Other than that, I don't really know where you can. I know the naysayers will poke holes and say, well, you can't keep this up all year. I think he's developed exponentially as a pocket passer. He's done it against some very sophisticated defenses. He's the best quarterback in the NFL, and he's the best player in the NFL right now. I think that's pretty good.
Hey, Doug, I don't know if you can nail down on something specific, but you watch all the film. What are you noticing, or are there multiple things, the difference between him last year and this year as a quarterback?
Well, I'll go to the fade touchdown to Devin Duvernay in week one against the Jets. And this is one thing that really stood out to me, because we'll get to Lamar versus the blitz in a second. It was killing him last year, and this year he's just tearing it up. But that play, that touchdown to Devin Duvernay, the Jets rushed four, and they dropped seven into kind of match coverage, which is, it's been Patrick Mahomes' kryptonite. It's been Joe Burrow's kryptonite. And Lamar just stands there. He knows he's got the matchup advantage with his outside receiver on a subpar cornerback, and he just makes the throw. He doesn't overthink it. He doesn't overcomplicate it. He knows, I've got my guy out here. You guys can match and carry over the middle as much as you want. So I thought last year, I did a pretty deep dive on Lamar in the off season, and I specifically took note of his interceptions. And it seemed like, I don't want to say it was a processing thing, because I don't know what Lamar's seeing. But a lot of throws were late. Two guys that really stood out to me in the offseason from last year, guys who were throwing late into coverage where the defense knew and it could jump on it, were Lamar Jackson and Ryan Tannehill. Lamar has cleaned that up a lot. So that's one thing. As far as the blitz, I believe he has 5 touchdowns against the blitz. He had 4 against the Patriots. He had 6 touchdowns against the blitz all last season. So, and I know Bart Starr, I think in his third year under Vince Lombardi, he said that all of a sudden everything went from two-dimensional to three-dimensional. And I understood the entire playbook. And everything was just different from that. And every great quarterback could tell you about that moment where the light just went on. I don't know what happened specifically this offseason, but I can tell you that in about 5 different directions, Lamar Jackson is a much – this is not the same – if you haven't watched the Ravens closely and you're kind of going on priors, this is not the same guy. It's not the same guy at all, and it's all trending upward.
We're speaking to Doug Farrar, who's an NFL editor at USA Today. It's Inside Access on The Fan. And, Doug, you mentioned the playbook, and Greg Roman in recent years, he's been under fire about his elementary pass concepts. Well, we've seen a lot of plays out of Greg Roman early on this year that we've never seen. The one that immediately comes to mind was that Kansas City shovel pass touchdown to Mark Andrews against the Patriots.
Yeah.
What have you seen different from a play-calling perspective?
I believe that was a triple option shovel, which, if Andy Reid does it for Patrick Mahomes, we don't shut up about it for, the whole thing with Roman and his elementary playbook, he doesn't scheme receivers open. I know when Lamar made those comments, what was it, middle last season, and I went in and did a deep dive because I hear something like that or I see something like that, I want to prove or disprove it. That's kind of what I do. So I looked at Lamar, you've got an open shot here. You got it schemed open. You don't do it. You don't hit that throw. There were a lot of cases where Greg Roman, is he, as a passing game coordinator, as a schemer of routes, he's not Bill Walsh or Sid Gilman or Andy Reid. But that's not his job. His job is to create and scheme up consistently the most complex run game in the NFL. He's been doing that for years. His next job was to kind of wait for Lamar to catch up to the passing concepts that go off that run game. And there were times last year where Lamar just, like I said, he was late with some pretty easy stuff. And I didn't attribute that to processing speed. I don't know if he was injured or he didn't have, this was obviously pre-injury. I don't know if there were nagging injuries that caused him to be late, or he didn't trust his receivers. I don't know. But I can tell you, and the one point I made in my article, one thing you can tell when a quarterback's light really goes on all the way, like thermonuclear, is all of a sudden guys who are on milk cartons are in the spotlight. Well, hello, you know, Bateman and Duvernay and all these guys. It's not just the Mark Andrews show
anymore. Yeah.
So as far as Roman not being able to scheme his receivers open, I think that's a canard. I think the tape backs that up. I think this year Lamar is just – for some, I haven't talked to him, so I couldn't tell you why, but for some reason, he's embraced those route concepts in a way that he didn't seem to before.
Doug, before I let you go, I want to ask you about a different quarterback, and we were talking earlier in the show. I was not a Jalen Hurts guy when he came into the NFL. I did not think he was going to be a very good NFL quarterback, at least early on this season. He's proven me completely wrong. Are you buying into Jalen Hurts, and what are you seeing with him?
Yeah, I am. And the thing about Hurts, when he came out of, he was benched at Alabama.
Yeah.
So that's not an auspicious beginning. And what happened to him early on in his NFL career is what happens to a lot of athletic quarterbacks. And I'm not saying black quarterbacks, because the same thing happened to Josh Allen. If you have that kind of athleticism, when coverages get tricky, when things aren't exactly what you see, you're not going to wait it out. You're going to tuck and run. And if there was anything muddy in the picture for Hurts early in his career, he would just do that. Like, I'm not waiting past, 2.3 seconds to see what's going on. I'm just going to run because I'm really good at that. And he was. I think Josh Allen had more rushing yards among quarterbacks last year. The difference this year is, and I think A.J. Brown has a lot to do with it, I think the advent of Devontae Smith has, there are a lot of reasons for it, but Hurts is, he's trusting what he sees, and he's trusting that what he can't really see well will eventually, in the timing of the down, become clear. I don't think the light has gone on for him like it's gone on for Lamar, but Lamar has been in the league longer. He's gone through more. But definitely, absolutely, there is a big difference in Hurts' play this year. He's trusting what he's been asked to trust. And that can take a while for quarterbacks, because you can have a brilliant offensive coordinator, a great offensive mind for a head coach. He's got both of those things. Defense is improved, so it's not all on him. The run game is great. He's the leader of that pack. But even with all that, as a quarterback, as a young quarterback, it can take you a second to say, okay, I'm really going to trust this, because you have to go on faith. And it's a lot harder to go on faith when, there's Von Miller or T.J. Watt in your face. Your faith tends to evaporate pretty quickly if that happens too often. This year, I think he's trusting it, and the results kind of speak for themselves.
Doug Farrar, this was great, man. Thank you so much for your time, as always.
My pleasure. Thanks so much.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.